What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one online community for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have an interesting episode. This is Daz from Daisy's One World. She is not a DJ, but she has a lot of experience working with DJs. So we're super excited to have her on the podcast, and we want to hear your amazing story. So give us an introduction. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and we'll go right into it.
First of all, Daryl, thank you so much for having me on the club. I think it's such a wonderful idea to bring everyone together and give everyone a voice and an opportunity to reflect back on what they're doing. Sometimes us in the entertainment industry, we're moving so quick that you don't stop to think, oh, yeah, we sure did just throw 10 shows in 2 months, you know? Yeah, I'm Daz. I really appreciate being on here, representing Daisy's One World Collaborative Entertainment Service Company. So it kind of says it in the name, but basically we collaborate with all sorts of industry people, from DJs, of course, to bands, to pop artists, tons of media, photographers, videographers. The Dallas scene, the DFW scene, is very, very abundant, and it is constantly expanding and growing more.
Awesome. Yeah, we're super excited to hear your story in the entertainment industry and kind of how it relates to DJs, and some of our DJs that are listening, how they can tap into what you're doing and see what ways they can help build and grow their DJ business. So let's go back into kind of just your introduction to the scene, and walk us through, you know, how you got started and a little bit background of being in the party, nightlife, and entertainment space.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to try not to be too long-winded because it's a very long story. I started in entertainment when I was 5 years old as a singer. My dad had a band. We had several bands. So it morphed from being a singer to realizing I really only sing so I can dance on stage. So then I was like, yeah, let's like put the singing aside, and I just concentrated on the dancing. And as a solo dancer, I started Daisy's One World alongside with managing a rock band called Marquise of Vaudeville. More like just finding them gigs, not fully managing them. They are super independent and incredibly talented. So I did that for about 2 years while I was still in an aerospace career. I was in aircraft manufacturing, and I started to lose my motivation for the field because entertainment was just getting more and more and more busy. And I started realizing a lot of my priorities and scheduling was around this event or this gig or that gig. And then I was finally like, I need to save up my money and get the fuck out of here so I can concentrate on just passion and learning how to grow everyone else's passions too. Because it's in my nature to be inclusive as hell. Like, it's in my nature to see other people shine, and just knowing that I was able to push them a little bit towards that shine just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And that's partially why I work so much with DJs, because everyone has their own secret sauce. Everyone has their own style. It's interesting because I never really paid that much attention when I was around electric dance music. EDM was EDM to me. I had no idea that there was like bass, dubstep, trance, deep house, like all these sub genres. It's all been like an enlightening experience for me. And it's interesting because I'd be dancing at an event and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm really feeling this. Who is that? And I would always go see who was the DJ for that set that I was like, oh man, I was really feeling that. And I'd write it down and know, okay, next time we're gonna have them, and just keep vibing out. And that happened more and more and more. And on top of that, I have just really amazing relationships with several of the local DJs out here. And I strongly believe that the local DFW scene DJs can hold it down. They can hold down a event and still pack house. Obviously, it's really awesome when you can get like big name headliners and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it's that local secret sauce that kind of just makes events feel like home.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's super good insight. And you spoke a little bit about the way that Dallas is blowing up right now and how you're involved in the entertainment scene. This is a podcast that are for DJs that are trying to elevate their career and do better in what they do best, and that's DJing. You know, what are some things that you see in DJs that particularly stand out that these DJs that are listening should make sure that they're paying attention to improve their craft and skill and work with amazing people like yourself?
Very good question. I think branding goes a very long way. Asking yourself exactly what your purpose for DJing is, so that your purpose is very clear. Social media is also very important. If you have your music on Instagram and people can actually like listen to it, then you're even better off. The biggest thing I see in several DJs that are up and coming is they can't get their music out there fast enough. To me, everything that we do needs to be the way an advanced artist, an advanced canvas artist is. Every brush stroke should have purpose behind it, you know? And when you're spinning music, every time you spin, use that as an opportunity for you to collect it, you know, record it. Every time I like hear a set that I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so wonderful, I really want to hear it again. Hey, are you on SoundCloud? No, I haven't. Are you on anything? Can I hear that set ever again? No, I did it on the spot and it's gone. It's gone with the wind. And I'm like, no, record it. How hard is it? And perhaps it's me being naive, you know, I don't know anything about DJ equipment yet, but I'm just like, everything that you put out is valuable. Try your best to capture it. Try your best to, even if you think it was a bad set, hit that record button, because then later you can listen to it again and then you'll realize it was actually a good set. Your mind frame was just not in it at that present moment. And that's happened to me before as a dancer too. You know, constantly I get off the stage and people are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But in my head, I'm like, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. We are our worst critics. And I don't mean worse like mean, because everyone should be talking to themselves with love, but just critical, you know, I should have done this, I should have done that. And then all those thoughts pile up. Well, if you had a recording, you could let that go to rest for a bit, then revisit it when your mind frame is a little bit more clear, maybe after you meditate, after you do some yoga, and then you can re-listen and you're like, ah, I didn't fuck it up as bad as I thought I did.
Yeah, that's really good insight. You know, I think that hearing it from someone that is not a DJ, it's really good insight on how people that are DJing putting these mixes together should see their the things that they're putting out is very valuable. And people that are on the outside, they're trying to find ways to figure out like, oh wow, I like the DJ, I want to hear more. So by making sure you record your stuff, you have it saved places, so people can reference it, is really valuable. And what DJs do is super important, and it's important for you to make sure that, hey, whatever way you can capture that value and allow people to experience it whenever they like, and then you can, you know, figure out ways to use that to build your brand further. It's super helpful. So listen to Das from Daisy's One World. She really is someone that has done a lot of business with DJ and has a lot of connections in the industry. So her input is super important. That's why we brought her on the My DJ Story podcast. We also want to hear, you know, when you work with DJs, you know, what are some things that are is super important for DJs to kind of do to make sure that they play the best role that they can? I want to know, like, from the dancer perspective or the business perspective of an entertainer, you know, what do DJs need to do to best suit and help everyone in that whole equation?
Well, when putting an event together, the first thing that I want to understand out of a DJ is their rider. What type of equipment is needed? I've noticed that it's usually like, oh, a sound system is good. And I'm like, okay, but what kind of sound system? So having a template that you're comfortable with right off the bat with, this is the type of system, this is the type of monitor, this is the type of turntables I have, any kind of extra cords that you think we might need. The more prepared we event planners can feel, the better. I don't know how many times I've been in a situation where it's like, oh shit, you don't have that wire, fuck. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like if you just have like a rider ready to go, this is what I'm going to need right off the bat. All right. That's the very first thing. The second thing is promotional material, your logo and your a very clean headshot or a very clean animation, anything that tells your crowd, your audience that you're going to be there, you know, send that over to event planners. Also a bio. A lot of times I have to make up bios. It's not fun. It's not fun to make up other people's bios because I never feel like I've given it enough oomph. I've never feel like I've given it enough personality to show people the magic you're going to bring to the event. So if you already have something ready to go, it makes events planners like life a little bit easier and it's much appreciated. And another thing, once that's done, is promoting. I love, love, love to see artists, DJs, anybody involved in an event wanting it to be successful. Basically, you promoting the event means that you want success for everyone, not just for yourself. Because obviously, you're already going to get paid. That's, you know, that's already discussed. But do you want to get paid just the one time, or do you want to get paid the next 10 times? Because if that event promoter or event producer is successful and they saw you put in that time and effort to help promote the event, they're going to remember it. I know I remember it. I love seeing everyone's different style of like swaying people to come to the events. It's all its own little art craft that people bring into social media, or, you know, even just within YouTube presence, anything. Just watching the way that people communicate with their audience is very intriguing to me. And it's immensely appreciated every time that we throw an event and I see somebody that's like on top of promoting. I'm just like, oh, yes, thank you so, so much. The gratitude is just overwhelming. And then on the day of, I guess, for the event itself, arriving a little bit early to double check everything and make sure that everything that you need is ready to go. That's always, you know, nice. But other than that, just come and turn up, you know, turn up, show a little bit of your personality as much as you can. I know that there is some quiet geniuses out there. I also have mad respect for that. If you don't like being on the mic, just give us a smile.
Yeah. No, I love this advice. And it's super interesting because here on the My DJ Story podcast, we speak about DJing in so many different ways. And one area I like to touch upon is the business of DJing and the things that you spoke about: communication, promotional material, professionalism, None of them had anything to do with scratching or mixing or song selection. These were all the aspects of professional DJing as a business. And this is stuff that really, really I want to ingrain into the DJs listening, that the professional side of your DJing career is very important for you to elevate, build meaningful relationships, and get repeat bookings and referrals. You know, people enjoy your ability to scratch. They enjoy your ability to mix and have, you know, great song selection. But the skill sets in regard to the professionalism of your business, it really goes a very long way. And for people that work in the industry, they depend on you to really come with that professionalism for them to do their job as well. And you're acting as an entire team, whether it's the dancers, whether it's the event planners, the promoters, everyone acts as a team together. And that's what makes everyone successful. So definitely, you know, hit those key points: professionalism, promotional material, communication, and just being ready to do a great job. I think this is really important stuff we're hearing today. It's not our typical episode, but it's very, very valuable, because these are the things that from an outside looking in, you get to hear what's important. Because DJs, we all think or have ideas of what we think are important, but when you're hearing it from someone that's not a DJ, it's very, very helpful for us to up our game. So we're super excited to have you. You know, I would love to for you to talk about some, you know, final pieces of advice that you may have for DJs out there, and just how could they connect and work with you.
I really appreciate all of that. And I'm very business focused. Because at the end of the day, you can be an amazing artist, amazing, but if you don't have the business side down, nobody will hear it and nobody will see that art. And you owe it to yourself to become good at these things. I hear a lot of, I don't like social media. I don't like posting. I don't like this. I don't like that. Well, guess what? Sometimes it's not about liking it. It's about knowing that you need to get from one step to another in order to be able to afford somebody to do it for you, you know? And it's like, I do a lot of mundane tasks that I don't want to do, but I know that it's important. And, you know, having invoice templates ready to go, having quotes ready to go, your rates, understanding, you know, what would make you feel good, like an even trade, when you come to, you know, somebody else's event and help promote it. And also understanding, you know, that we either all succeed together or all fail together for each event. And whenever it is a flunk, say there's five people that showed up, change your mind frame. Okay, five people showed up. We just threw a bomb ass party for ourselves, yo. Have fun with it. Even the things that, you know, you're like, damn, I could have done that better.
Yeah.
Don't take yourself too seriously either. Just allow the universe to flow through you. Understand that every single time something doesn't turn out the way you wanted it to be, I'm not saying it's good or bad, didn't turn out the way you expected it, understand that that's a lesson. That's a lesson for you, and that's a lesson for all of us. Be patient with communication, man. So events, basically every event is like starting over. Unless you have a consistent venue that you're constantly throwing shows at, which I have an event like that called Fort Worth Firebeats. We did it monthly before COVID. It'll start back up. Not 100% sure on the date yet, but what I'm getting at is when you have a consistent venue, then you have a consistent event process and it's a little easier.
Yeah.
Most of the time we don't. So be patient. Be patient with the teams that you're working with. Be patient with your colleagues. You know, there's a lot of talk about like ego. Ego is our inner child. Listen to it, acknowledge it, and grow past it. I have a four-year-old, and it's not until I started seeing her get frustrated exterior, like on the outside, that I was like, huh, she's having a little ego trip here. And it raised my own awareness for mine, like, huh, there was a miscommunication here. I feel that I'm right, but right now I just need to listen.
Yeah.
Like having those mind frame flips, you've got to flip it on yourself. Otherwise you're going to have a hard time. At the end of the day, it's a survival mechanism. I'm not telling you words of wisdom. It's more like, yo, this is how you don't lose your shit. So yeah, be patient with everybody you communicate throughout. DJs, like, I understand y'all are the artists. There's also other artists. Even event planning is an art in and of itself. And there's always something that changes. There's always something that doesn't go according to plan. Let it roll, baby. Just let it roll.
This is amazing advice from someone with great expertise in the entertainment space. So we're super excited to have you. We're going to jump into an edited version of our lightning round. It's quick questions. We're going to jump right into it. Okay. Lightning round questions. Who's your favorite DJ?
Oh, that's hard. Hexaflex.
What has been your favorite party or event you've attended with a DJ?
Favorite party or event for DJs. Let's see. Wonderworld.
Who's the most interesting DJ you've ever met?
I think Team Umami. It's a husband and wife DJ duo.
What do you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Crowd engagement.
And shout out to any DJs you know personally whose stories need to be heard on this podcast.
Oh man, so many. Hexaflex, Team Umami, Balian, L25. She's a producer / pop artist. You got to have her on here. ZX, we got to have Neon Smoke. I can send you a whole list of just amazing local talent. Don Gentry, he is like the leader of Sonic Soul Tribe for Burning Man. I love his beats. DJ Willie Trimmer, he does this underground rave under the Alof Hotel in Dallas where the resident go-go's there. He's amazing. He's got music on Instagram and all that. Calico Jack, he's big on Instagram. I should have had a list ready. But yeah, there's a lot. And yeah. I'd love to send you a list of all the DJs and what magic they bring to the table, because they really do change. It's almost like DJs can blanket a space with their aura. DJ Noor, right now that I was describing that, Noor Principessa, she does very like world DJ. Her story's super interesting, but she'll blanket the space and make you ride this like wave of like super chill, super calm, and then hype. And then she brings it back down with just this like zen feeling. It's wild. But at Wonderworld is an art festival that I put together with my partner, Alex Snyder, Radiant Souls. Radiant Souls, they're fire performers. They also do event producing and all kinds of interesting training for artists locally. And Wonderworld is going to be a clash of, not clash, but like a gumbo of genres and art and entertainment. We're going to have, so last time in January, we had 105 workshops for people to learn from. We really want to incorporate DJs. We worked a little bit with the DJ school. They teach kids. We actually had kids come and spin on our stage. Just know that, you know, anything that you want to learn, or accomplish, there is always an abundant network of people willing to teach and willing to work with you. Don't be scared. Get out of your own way. There is so much that you can do if you just reach for it.
Awesome. Super excited. And any DJs that want to be on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person if they want to interact with you?
So online, we have a website called daisiesoneworld.com. If you go to the events tab, there's a full calendar there for all of the community events that we support or that we perform with or that we throw. And then inside the same website, you can find all of the social media, the YouTube, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us on IG, Daisies One World. We post everything there. Basically, anytime we're promoting or we made a new connection, we just love to boost everybody up and show off our cute new outfits.
Wonderful. This was an amazing episode, a special episode of the My DJ Story podcast with Das from Daisies One World. Thank you for spending time with us today. Super excited to follow you on your journey in the entertainment space and continue to build with you as you build with DJs as well. So thank you for your time.
Same, Daryl. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, DJ Dagwood, for the shout out. I love you, fam. I will see you, him, DJ Cross, and Paul Johnson are going to do the Get Down tour. So everybody that's listening, be ready. Be ready. The Get Down tour is going to be so much fun.